Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Guys, welcome to the General Banter Podcast. I try not to say any F words up top anymore, because I want to make sure I secure that £14 a year in ad revenue that I get. Keep it rolling in. It keeps the lights on for 3 minutes. Anyway, welcome to the General Banter Podcast.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
What about movie?
No, I can't let the whole log. I need a short one on there, don't I? Anyway, before we get started here, I just want to tell you that I'm on tour.
Will you fuck up, Tony?
And I'm coming all over the place. Who had a tour called it? Tom Segura? I'm coming everywhere. I'm going to the places that matter. You know, you might look at it and be like, that's not a tour, that's just 7 gigs. But here, what else am I going to do? Where else am I going to go? Leeds or something? Fuck off. We're going to Dublin. We're going to Glasgow. We have 4 shows. And then we're in Edinburgh, where I have 1 show. And then we've got Liverpool, Manchester, London, Belfast, SSE Arena. Tickets at colingettis.com. And you should get yourself along there and get a ticket. I mean, am I gonna do some cross-community work here and plug a Bomb Squad live podcast? Is that like the worst... You know, you think you're Banksy because you've got another podcast. Who's behind this one? Yeah, we're doing a live Bomb Squad podcast, which is, of course, me and Arma Khan at the waterfront. And that's on the 1st of September. Is that close? Is that close?
That's 1 week.
Is your ass sweating a bit? Yeah, when you hear this, it'll be out in fucking... it'll be out... Aaron keeps saying things to me like, next week we'll sit down and we'll plan what we're going to say. And I'm like, today? Why is it always next week? Someday next week. It's over. Next week it's over. Sit down with me now for goddamn 15 minutes and decide what dick jokes I want to tell. But anyway, today we're waiting on the elusive and sexy Paddy McDonald, who he said he was at a parent-teacher meeting, so his children may well be getting expelled right now. But listen, I've had no word from him, so we're just going to crack on and do what we do best, which is talk shit to myself like a fucking lunatic. What's up to you guys, you know what I mean? I need some sort of political input, you know, or I'm fucking... Oh, here he is. Jesus Christ, here we are. You okay if I get over in the next 30 minutes? Oh, of course, mate. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, mate. We're just discussing Putin. Come on in. There we go. And that's how we do it. That's how we do podcast business. No one has less time than a comedian who does comedy at night and fuck all day. Hardest people to track down. I'm booking Lavery's Comedy Club at the minute. All I've heard from people all month is, you know, oh man, can't wait till Lavery's comes back. Text them. Do you want to do a gig? Radio silence. The whole goddamn time. Anyway, we're gonna jump right in here and sort out the world's problems. Putin has... I love just any attempt at saying anything of any knowledge on this podcast. Your guy Prigozhin, which sounds like something you'd order in Sawyer's. Just £2 of Prigozhin there and a bit of mozzarella, please, for fuck's sake. Yeah, he was the guy who tried to do that sort of military coup thing in Moscow, wasn't it? Moscow? How does a Russian say it? Mozgov. He rolled in there, he fucked around, and then just by chance, he was in a plane, and it fell out of the sky there. And let me just see if I get this bit.
On the Wagner Group's Telegram channel, threats have been made.
Where's that thing?
He sent his condolences earlier. The president said Prigozhin...
The president, Putin, sends his condolences. This is hilarious.
...was a talented businessman. Someone I have known, he said, since the 1990s. He sent his condolences to the families of everyone killed and promised to look at whatever the investigators turn up.
I love how, like, swerve on the topic, you know? What do you think about the death of this Prigozhin guy? And Putin's like, I know him for a long time. He is a good businessman, and I'm sorry for killing him and, I mean, all of the deaths that happened. Like someone you fucking hate dies and they're like, what were your thoughts on him? And you'd be like, the guy had a car and you know what I mean? He was there and he wore shoes and that's all I have to really say. Just absolutely swerving. Fuck around, find out. Look, I hate to go all Gordo on it, but I love those like unspoken, like how many people have the Clintons killed? Like, I'm going to Google that right now. I'm not one of these fucking... How many deaths related... We're getting right into it this morning. We're getting right into it. How many deaths related to... And I bet you Google doesn't even bring this up because they're all up each other. Look at that. No suggested. Clinton body count conspiracy. The Clinton body count is disproven... that asserts the notion that former US President Bill Clinton and his wife Hillary have secretly had their political opponents murdered. Is there a number on it? Or are they just going to go through them? Where does it say that?
Third line.
Shout out to my research. Does it say it anywhere? Three lines in. Ah! Secretly had their political opponents murdered, totaling as many as 50 or more, bro. And it's always like, it's always, you know, unfortunately they, you know, I don't know what happened, but he hung himself and shot himself in the back three times. How that happened, I do not know. It is a mystery. It's never ending. You know, what about the Obamas had a guy, didn't they? Their chef or something decided to take a spin on the paddleboard. Or was it jet ski? Oh, well, I thought it was a paddleboard. I mean, do well to kill yourself on a paddleboard. That makes a lot of sense. I go full conspiracy theory until I find out that it's a fucking jet ski. Did you hear about Obama's chef? Went out on a casual paddleboard and happened to die of two bullets in the back. He actually hit a wall in a jet ski at 120 mile an hour. Dave, you doing research there? People be dying on jet skis, you know? Kirsty McCall, is that how she went? I don't know. This is my version of conspiracies. Vaguely reading the headline of the conspiracy and making up my own shit. But that's the problem. I'm a sheep. I'm one of these sheep. Any news? Ah. So what happens when you get shot in the back twice? I forget who we're even talking about now. Who are you talking about? The chef. Kirsty McCall shot by the Clintons. Just kidding, all fucker. Biden shot down by fucking. Just naming Russian tennis players. Djokovic? I don't know who any of them are. Heads up my arse. Anyway, we're here, we're queer. Patty McDonald's coming in. Before we started the podcast, I was telling Al about I was waiting at the garage. We're in West Belfast, guys. You know what I mean? Don't mean to brag, but we're in West Belfast and we're on Kennedy Way and there's a garage there and I pulled in by some water, realized I didn't have a wallet with me and a new phone with no cards on it. Poor and homeless immediately. And went to pull out and a guy in a lorry stopped and he had a bag of crisps and he's eating the bag of crisps and he was looking in his mirror for me to let me pass and he had his hand like this and he kept eating the crisps. And they look like, you know, them like burger balls or whatever you call it. You know, they look like a big ball of crisps. And he's like eating them and he's like got his hand out. Nah, not yet, mate. Not yet. Not yet. And the traffic just kept streaming past. Like, not yet, mate. Not yet. Got the end of the crisp, shook it into his mouth. I got there, put it away, dusted his hands, and then went, oh, sorry, mate. There's nothing I can do for you. And then he drove on. So I sat there for, you know, at least whatever length of time. How long's a piece of crisps? You know what I mean? Whatever length of time it took him to eat the crisps. And then he's just like, well, no one's going to let you out anyway. And he drove on. And then I popped around to McDonald's there. This traffic, that road is like, you pull out and you can get out, or you pull out and it's like, you know, the purge. You're like, where's, is there a fucking, is the place on fire? Is everyone escaping? And then I'm waiting at the thing and just, you know, I'm going right. So it takes a while. And this guy's just like, behind me. And it was like, there better be someone bleeding to death in your car. You know? I wish it was Tony Soprano or something. I would have just got out and went over and went, what do you want me to do? Float? You know? What do you think? I wasn't going to be like sitting in the car and go, and I'm like, oh, sorry, mate. I forgot that I was trying to pull out and just smash into the side of someone's fucking Toyota Aygo. Stupid cunt. Like, hurry up and make the... I think if you're local, you just probably pull out in there. You just fucking drive straight out and go like this. I know, mate. I know, mate. I'll just fucking let no one out there. Anyway, a bit of bit of drama last night. We'll probably retell this on a bomb squad. We're going down tonight as well, so you know Aaron will have more juicy details. But last minute, we decided to go to Dublin to see Shane Gillis, of all people, Aaron's biological brother. And he's a big lad. He's big yoke, aye. Big guy lump. Needs to shave his head. I'm going to tell him that tonight if I see him. If I go out the back way, Aaron, I'll be like, he'll be like, oh, it's my mate Colin. I'll be like, here, when's that coming off? You're fooling nobody. You know what I mean? Baby hair up there. Get it off. You got that toddler hair. Get it off the fuck. It's a big jump for a guy, you know, to just fucking whack it off, you know, his hair, you know, no homo, pause. But you just got it. I think you just got to lean into it at some point. But then you want to have a decent enough face where you don't have to grow the beard like all the bald guys do, to just have some sort of semblance of a human face instead of walking around just like a thumb boy. You know what I mean? And he definitely would be a thumb. He'd be a real turnip if he had a shaved head. Send him to Turkey. I'll not say any of that shit to his face. But we decided to get tickets last minute and drove down through the gauntlet of men in wheelchairs trying to get money from the... Surely that's illegal in Dublin, is it? Surely if the cops rolled up, they'd be like, get away the fuck. You can't be like in between lanes. They're fucking in between the traffic, like rolling up and down, like holding the cup up. Like, you're like, yeah, I've already sat here for 30 minutes. By the way, the guy's in the chair pulling himself along with his feet. What? You know, I mean, like, you know, people are in more unfortunate positions than other people, but like, Jesus, you know, don't be in the chair and pulling yourself along with your feet. What's the disabled bit? Your fucking thighs? He's here. Get on in. I've started already. You'll fucking jump in. Do you need a pish or a shower? Do you want to...
Let's go.
Do you want a nice coffee?
We'll do. Oh,
we'd
love that.
Take that. I got two, but I've started drinking this, so you can have that there.
Oh, see, you don't want that one. Fuck me. There's a fucking name, Aaron. I fucking hate it.
It's table's massive. Is that just in reach there? Ladies and gentlemen, Paddy McDowell, here we are. You take yourself two watches, bro. The man's doing well.
Two watches, two bollocks, one dick.
You can tell a man's doing arenas now. Fucking two watches.
Everybody, if somebody says to me already, two watches and you still haven't got your teeth done, what the fuck? It just wouldn't suit me. It wouldn't suit me, the big pearly whites.
You don't have, sure, I got my teeth done recently and they're not pearly white.
No, I know, but you didn't get a big fucking set of veneers in, like, do you know what I mean?
Nah.
You just got them repaired and yeah, sort of...
That's all.
Your normal teeth.
It is my actual teeth.
Exactly.
It's like getting a shoe fucking rehealed.
I had no teeth.
Jesus Christ!
Knocked out working in the spa. Fucking no medals.
But your teeth are like fine, you know.
No, I just don't think I would suit them big fake things that everybody have.
Nobody really suits them.
Like. No, but they get them, and I think they look shit.
But you can get a composite veneer, which is your tooth with like
just over the top.
They've resprayed the front.
Well, I got a thing, a plate made, but it's sore of work. Like.
It's just
sore. It's just awkward. What's happening?
That's all you need.
So if I don't talk funny enough, I'm gonna have a fucking list. I know I don't spank proper England, like, but you know what I mean?
Up the rock.
Oh fuck, I was just chatting about I was down in Dublin last night to see Shane Gillis.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
You know Shane Gillis?
Yeah.
So fucking turned up. McCann was already going down separately. And we were a wee bit late, so got there about 8:15, took a piss, got a drink. I went for a piss and some fella was like, oh, fucking Aaron was good, wasn't he? And I went, what? And he was like, Aaron was on his class. And I was like, are you joking me? And I fucking text him. And he goes, yeah, sure. Shane Gillis asked me to like host, you know, do like 10 up front and then bring the supports on. And I was like, you tell me here. So I missed it anyway. And I was like, bollocks, didn't do it.
You've seen it before, anyway. I love like, see meeting people in Edinburgh. I met people in Edinburgh. Not name names, right? But there were another people's show and I turned up at the other people's show and then they were like, well, what about you? And I'm like, oh, you're over in Edinburgh, are you? And they were like, you only just here? No, I've been here 4 days.
Have you?
You were sold out. We couldn't come to see you. Oh, I could have got you on the guest list. Like, they've seen it all before. That's what they're trying to say. But they hadn't.
Hi, Dan. Oh, anyway. Finish, you know, I'll get through. We went down there and Shane Gillis is fucking phenomenal, by the way. Great.
Yeah. No, great. He's a great act.
And we're just chatting out.
Did you meet him?
Like, very, very briefly. You see, I was... After the gig, we were for leaving, like, and then I just stopped and talked to all the Aiken doormen and stuff because I'd seen them at
Evie Gardens and whatever.
I'd seen them everywhere and they're chatting away.
Which are all sound, by the way, I have to say.
Sound is a pound, like, your man, Big Pat, said to me after Kevin Hart, he's like, get yourself into the fucking, you know, into the
Aikens.
Yeah, into Vicar Street. Mm. But,
what's your doing, by the way?
8th of September.
That's the same night I'm on the SSC.
I know. It was all very real last night when I went into it. I was like, fuck, big enough. You know, Vicar Street.
No better man for it. Do you know what? It's one of I've always thought, like, I'd love to play there.
Yeah.
Like, I never even thought about playing the SSC, but Vicar Street.
Oh, yeah.
I've just been like, that's fucking
sure, that's
class.
The one. That's the one everybody's like, you know, someone could come in and do fucking 6 nights in the 3 and no one gives a fuck. But if you said, oh, I did, you know, fucking... 20 Vicar Streets, that's like fucking... Do you know how Joanne McNally did?
90.
I thought it was like 69 or something they said.
That was a nice number for a woman to do. I think it was 90. Somebody told me it was 90.
It might well be.
And it was somebody Nakins told me that when we were in Ivy Gardens.
It might well be 90.
And then Garrod Farley, he has done mountains of now because he was her support.
Has he done a few? I thought he only had the one coming.
Yeah, that's as far as I was aware. That's what people say. And he's selling out everywhere because he was her support and everybody's seen him.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
Well, sure, them exactly. The indoor staff were saying, like, some nights you come in here and it's like Christy Moore doing Six Nights at Christmas and you're like, I'd come in here for free. And then he's like, you hear Joanne McNally's doing like 69 nights and he's like, this place is just going to be a fucking stream of piss and tears.
It's like going to see. There was two films I went to see in the cinema. In Belfast is like the only place you would have seen this where it's happened. And it was, what do you call that? Our fucking strip movie.
Magic
Full
Mike?
Monty. Full Monty. Full Monty back in the early 90s.
You know.
I mean, the Full Monty, like there was nobody really in that film that you would have went, oh, he's a hunk, right? But the birds watching it in Belfast were like, Big Monty.
Oh, what?
Yeah, and the floors were soaking. And then 50 Shades of Grey was the worst. Like, I went with 100 to see it. And I swear to God, every time your woman was getting a wee feel from him and all, there was this woman, she was, you lucky bitchy. And I was like, she's rubbing it out here. She's rubbing it out. She's one hand in the fucking Doritos and one hand. One hand in her cheese sauce here. Giving it the message in the cinema. I can't believe it. I was just in stitches in the cinema. Just the reaction of all of them.
I think women like sort of like the suggestion of dirtiness more than like actual dirtiness.
Like if they had Jimmy Dornan, they'd probably wake up the next morning and go, get out, you cunt.
I know.
I've had my way with you. Get out the fuck. Do my balls.
Never mind taking her dick out. Take the bins out.
You're fucking making a place look untidy. Fuck off.
Yeah, she'd have the cheek to wake up and be like, you don't look the way you look in the movies.
Like, 100% that would
be a fat mess.
I know.
You could leave 50 Shades. You could sit in 50 Shades of Grey, this mild sort of tame bit of bucking, and then just be on your phone watching people getting fisted stupid.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you can see the dirtiest shit you want.
But I always say that, like, it's always the suggestion. It's like if you see a bit of side tit. No, like I can go on my phone and see whatever type of tit I want.
Yeah.
But if you see a bit of side tit, you're sort of going, Jesus Christ. Do you know? It's one of them things.
You could be on a, you know, you're on holiday, some, you know, hot chick in shape walks past, you know, thong on, whatever. You know? And then you see, you know, some girl somewhere stand up and like put her fingers in a loop of her jeans and like jiggle her arse in her jeans. You're like, fuck me, Jesus Christ, God.
It is. It's all the, and she probably pulled down her jeans and she pimples all over her hole. Like,
hopefully.
Do you know what I mean?
Hopefully.
Oh, I squeeze your black head in.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What is it with TikTok where, like, that's the fucking main thing?
What?
Just people squeezing spots and all.
See if you watch it once, but then it keeps coming back.
That's obviously, you know, the computer knows that you've stopped on it and went, and it's like, he loves this.
Yeah.
Here's some fucking Chinese,
disgusting.
You know, mine worker. Works in a coal mine. He's back. Like,
has
fucking
his blackhead from he was 22.
Yeah. Or the whole thing's blackhead.
He's now actually 108.
Yeah.
It's a fucking civilization in there.
Have you ever had a colonic?
A what?
You know, put a tube up your hole? Okay, that's another thing keeps popping up in mine. No. I get ads for places going like...
The only part... I know two people's had it. One, there's no point in talking about him because you just don't know him. The other person is Andrew Rand.
I know he had one. And he
seems a type, but
aye.
Do you know what I mean?
And as Aaron would say, anything but therapy.
If I did ever get that done, but you know what? See, if I found out that it did help you or it was good for you or it fucking cleaned out your pipes and whatever, I would do it. But I could never tell my dad. He's the most homophobic man ever in the world.
Really? Just
he's
just,
a fucking,
just
my dad's a gentleman. Just, he's just homophobic as fuck.
Just anything going in
he
your home?
He just was brought up with the thing that, and it's funny because Mickey does a bit at the minute where he talks about, like, he was doing it in Edinburgh.
The anal bit?
And he anal bit, and he goes, putting the dick in there is disgusting. And the crowd, like, it was just a late show in Edinburgh, and everybody went, and there was, like, a big bunch of them at the back, and they were looking at each other going, right, we're leaving now. And then I was sort of going, he's not meaning that. He's not meaning what you think. It's watch the thing till the end.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, he's fucking homophobic bastard. And I was like, he's not. And then one of them went, I don't think he's being it. He's talking about with the woman. They are disgusting. And I went, you're right.
Imagine going to Late Live and be like, oh no.
But that's Edinburgh for you. That's fucking Edinburgh for you.
I mean, Mickey, what the fuck's the dude's name? There's this like New Zealand guy, and he fucking stuffs a condom full of ham and like deep throats it and fucking shoves things up his hole and all this here shit. And that's proper Edinburgh, you know. That's late.
That's five stars. That's five stars. That's
late night, you know, 2 a.m. gig. You want to see something crazy? But I was gigging with him on the same night, and the guy came off like anyone else clocking out of any shift. You know, he came off with all his wee bits and his fucking condom full of ham, and he was like, rough crowd tonight, boys. you get there next time, lad. You know?
I would hate the fucking thing that you have to run the Sainsbury's fucking Tesco's Express. Ah, fuck, I forgot the ham.
People are like, are you here for business or pleasure? Business. What do you do? I'm a do comedy. You're like, I'm just going to have a check in your bag. And you're like, what the fuck is this? What do you do? Just put things up my hole, deep bit of deep throat. And
he's like the Sticky Vicky of the French.
Sticky Mickey. Just this fell.
Good day, mate.
Good day, mate. I'm from New Zealand.
Do you want me to see me pull a kangaroo out of my ass?
Oh, there's bound to be, yeah, there's bound to be days you're just like, man, bit of an Indian last night, a couple of beers. Don't really fancy going to work
this
today.
This is what I say. Like, see, Willie talks about it all the time. He loves licking holes and all, right? And sorry to talk about that on here, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Well,
yeah, it's fine.
Willie talks about it, and I just go, Willie, I'm not in it, because like I wouldn't expect anybody to go near my rear end, because it's like a dirty alley in Beachmount. Do you know what I mean? Like, just it's just
needles and fucking.
It's disgusting back there. I do try and wash it, but they forget about it sometimes. Do you know what I mean? It's just I wouldn't expect anybody. Somebody go down there and go, fuck's sake. Jesus Christ. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't even take a patient there. Fuck.
I wouldn't let someone get a kneecap down there.
Fucking don't even leave my wheelie bin out there because it melts.
That's all. But you know, well, he's like a wee bar of soap. You know what I mean? He's a wee hairless, you know, just like a wee puppy. You know what I mean?
He puts his shoes on with a shoehorn. Fuck's sake. He probably has a brush to wipe his hole. Do you know what I mean? Probably. Yeah,
or a carer,
somebody that does it.
A home
help.
A home help to wipe yours.
William, bend over and get your bum cleaned.
He's like, don't worry, it's spotless. Yeah, I would just have no interest in it, because I'm going like, just put my dick in your mouth. You know what I mean? You know, you'd be going like, here, yes, yeah.
There's nicer places for
it
to go.
It's whatever, but yes. You know.
Yeah, 100%. If you want to do it far away, I'm not saying nobody should do it. I'm just saying it's not for me. I wouldn't have been built to be that way inclined. Do you know what I mean? My daddy wouldn't like
so
it.
So no to the clonic?
No, what I'm saying, I don't... I remember going to the doctor to get checked out because there was a wee bit of blood one time. And he was like, I need to check this out here. And I'm like, this is something I need to prepare for. Mm. I need to do a bit of trimming and cleaning before anybody goes in there. And he's like, listen, seen it all before. I says, no, listen, I wouldn't feel right about it. I need to set up an appointment. And he was like, that's okay. He says, can you come back in tomorrow? I mean, yeah, set up an appointment 12:30. I went home fucking scrubbing everything, fucking making sure it was spotless, making sure it didn't eat, so that I didn't need to do a shit before it and all. And that went down, and it was a woman
like
doctor.
A porn star doing anal, you know what I mean? Salads. And
if I could have knew how to plate it, I would have done it. I did YouTube it. But I went in, there was a woman doctor, and I was like, what? And she was like, what's wrong? And I was like, nothing. But she was like, oh, would you prefer a man to do it? And then I went, no, because that's a wrong answer to say. Right. And I was like, no, as long as it's professional. But she was just like, get up or pull your knees up to your chest. And I went, the last time I had my knee to my chest, I was about 3. Fuck's sake, I don't think I can get them past my waist. It's just pushing my fucking legs up into my chest. And what's going to happen? You're compressing the gas, aren't you? So farting like fuck. And I'm going, listen, I'm sorry, but that's just, it's fine. But it was a disaster, because it was like her trying to finger an accordion or something with the fucking music. It was coming out of my hole at the same time. And then once you get fingered, you make more music, don't you? It's fucking grim.
So once you're done, you're walking through the car park, like...
Yeah.
Just fucking...
Yeah, it was grim. I didn't like it at all.
Did you have a big slippery hole when you left?
Yes.
Did she give you a big...
Load of gel in it.
Aye. Shockwaves.
Yeah. Two fingers and all.
All your ass pubes stiff.
She was like, are you sure nobody's been in here so I can slip it to you? I says, that's a shout to come out. That's the one way traffic.
I know they have to look at what's coming out of you, but like, I feel like it should go down like a, not a like an opaque tube, not a see-through one,
yeah,
into like a wee vessel, then she just has like a wee window,
yeah,
that she can see into, instead of like 2.5 meters of fucking shit.
Like
just
like
fucking
a pew tube, for fuck's sake, like a fucking a wee train. Here comes the shade train.
I've watched it a million times in this podcast, but there's when people get the camera up their hole, they basically fill you full of gas so that they have a bit of space for the camera. And then there's like loads of compilations of people just farting the rest of the air, yeah, out. And they're half out of it because they knock you out when they do it. So this guy will just be there like all fucking days, just like. And we must have played it 8 times. It's one of my favorite things. It's fucking incredible.
That was me. I had 10 mega done. That's what I mean. It was just like, and she didn't put gas. Well, as far as I know, she didn't put gas in. Maybe she did.
Put your knees in your chest. Like, what is this? CrossFit?
I know. The fuck do you want me? My knees don't go to my chest. Like, I've got a big Gary Kelly leg or something, or it stops it. Do you know what I mean?
Gary Kelly.
Big balcony over the fucking
jewels. Surely you can just, you know, lie on your side and crack it open.
Oh, well, I laid out, and I went full doggy style, and she looked at me and went, no, this isn't how it works. I was like, oh, right. I thought you need to spread the legs around her. You need to, you know. She's like, no, I know where you've learned that, but no, this isn't what happens.
I actually seen a girl, it was like on a rail or something, and she was like, she owned like a beautician's that did waxing and stuff, and she was like, you know, hi people, think you have to get waxed, and she was like full fucking face down, ass up, and she's like, no, and then she's just like lying there like, that's,
yeah,
how we do it.
Yeah,
you don't have to go.
No, but everybody has bacon. I would love to get my balls waxed.
Okay,
I would love to get my balls waxed. Definitely would. Haven't done it, but I would love to get it done.
Oh yeah, shout out.
Shout out, Annie.
We're putting
Annie
the call
waxes
out there. That's the next vlog. You got tattoos now.
We'll do it live. Yeah, we'll Telegraph do it. Building. Live. Paddy McDowell.
Like a boxing match with just lights over the top of the thing.
I'm trying to make it out this morning.
Yeah, get the ball. Get it all waxed. My problem is if you really went crazy with it, you would just have the, just like a bald triangle, and then my legs are hairy and my belly's hairy. Yeah. You know, it's like, what are you going to have? Like a fucking...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like the back of a raw chicken.
You would really need to do it all to make it look all right.
Aye.
And then you would look like a bald chicken after that.
Yeah.
That's what we would look like the last fucking chicken in Tesco's freezer. Just a sad fucking 2 wee wings.
Guys, and some girls, we've got a quick shout out from our main sponsor, the good people at manscaped.com with the shiniest nuts on earth. We've got a new read here. They've got new offers for you. We're here today with sponsor for your bouncing bundle of joy. No, we're not talking about a baby. We're talking about your baby makers. Cute. That's right. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped. But just like babies, your delicate little guys have sensitive skin and deserve products that are not only skin safe, but made with safe ingredients. What they're saying here is you can shave your bollocks or a baby. That's how delicate these things are. And they're made with safe ingredients. That's where Manscaped's Platinum Package comes in. From razors to shower care, this package goes above the gold standard for your body hair. So treat your beautiful boys to the world's finest toys at manscaped.com. Use our code GenBant1 is our code. That'll get you 20% off plus free shipping. Now, this is great that they're doing wet shaves now because, you know, the Lawnmower 4.0, fantastic product. How many times are you shaving your bollocks? You know, Robin Williams, maybe? He'd be shaving his bollocks 2 or 3 times a day. But, you know, for the average man on the street, you'd be, I don't know, once a week's a push. If you're getting a Friday shadow on the pouch. But now that they've got the wet razors in, this is where I'll thrive. This is where I'll really start to get behind Manscaped, you know. When I've got the bald nuts and I'm also shaving my head bald. You know, it's like shaving one big bollock is what having a head's like, you know. Anyway, cool. The Manscaped Platinum Package 4.0 is the one-stop shop for the man who deserves it all. They designed this package to allow you to fully align your entire hygiene routine with elite products. Inside this Platinum Package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0, Weed Whacker, Ear and Nose Trimmer, Ultra Premium Body Wash, Ultra Premium 2-in-1 Shampoo Conditioner, Ultra Premium Deodorant Crop Preserver, Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorant Crop Reviver, Ball spray toner, anti-chafing boxers, and the shed travel bag to hold all your goods whilst traveling. Fantastic. No wonder you get, I would get it for the free shipping if they're sending all that. You know how much that would cost coming from America? £8,000. The Lawnmower 4.0 body trimmer and weed whacker nose and ear trimmer feature proprietary advanced skin safe technology to protect your delicate parts and holes. Bruh. Okay. We'll read between the lines. Both are waterproof so you can shave with less mess. You shave in a swimming pool. That's what I would advise. Take it into the swimming pool and just get tore into the nut bag and just let people guess. You just let people go, what's this? Is that pubes? It is pubes. The Platinum Package 4.0 covers all bases from head to toe and hair to ball fro. Fuck. Where is it? Yeah! Fire. Get 20% off free shipping with the code GEMBOMB1 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code GEMBOMB1. Use the Platinum Package because the gold standard is no longer fucking good enough. There you go. Unbelievable deal, guys. You get 48 things in a bag with free shipping. Shout out manscaped.com. Back to the podcast.
Up the raw.
I got my eyebrows threaded one time.
That's a fucking nightmare.
I got it done. It was actually for a video where it was back in the Bestie McDee days where I was in character getting like my chest waxed, which was fucking murder.
Horrendous.
And then the girl was threading my eyebrows. And like, this, I think it was Jay's Barber or something. Shout out him. Being a bald guy. I'll never be back. But it was one of these, like, everyone left looking like Ronaldo, you know, just like fucking beautiful eyebrows, nice gelled hair. And this girl just fucking, she didn't really even like set it up too much. She wasn't like, I'm going to just start doing this and you just will feel tight. In. She was like, yeah, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And was so good at it. She just went like in one movement and it just pulled all the hair out. And I was just like, fuck. And then I was crying in my eye because she's like, fucking pulled my eye. And then all the loose hairs were stuck in the water, or, like in the tears in my eye. So now I've got like a fucking phobia.
Of eyebrows?
Of just that, like things in my eye.
There was like, it was one of the Turkish barbers in England done that me, that thread, and then I went, never do that to me again.
Yeah.
You didn't even ask me, you just fucking tried it. Like, and I was like, what the fuck are you doing? It felt like it was just nipping the fucking.
That's what it is. It's like plucking them out, but all at once.
I just went, don't do that again, mate.
Just leave the one eyebrow.
Fucking don't do it again, I'm fucking telling you.
Just one of them, like, fuck. Thin as fuck. No,
I wouldn't get my eyebrows done either. I think it's fucking ridiculous.
So you get the bollocks done live at the Telegraph, yeah, but you won't get the eyebrows.
Nobody
done.
Really looks at the balls. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's for me. It's for comfort. It's not for fucking appearance. Like, do you know what I mean? It's just the hairs down there is like a fucking Brillo pod hanging about your bollocks. Do you know what I mean? It gets sore, and with big thighs, it chafes and all. So that's what was in my head. I'm going, if it was all squeaky clean, a wee bit of Vaseline down there, you could fucking walk away, no chabbing.
They're just squidging about in there.
Whereas walking through Edinburgh the first day, and my legs in between it was just pure red with fucking hairs and everything rubbing together, doing all, going, where are you walking to, you cutty?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think if I lived in any sort of city, any major city, like I'd be in full like outdoor hiking gear. Just going anywhere.
Walking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lycra, shorts, all the shit, lightweight, breathable.
Well, that was the thing. Hiking boots. I had never done gigs in shorts. And then I think I'd done one, maybe, possibly. Don't even think I've done that reason shorts. And then in Edinburgh, I was wearing shorts because I was walking in every day. And I was like, this is class. This is fucking class.
It's great.
Fucking loved it.
It's a, you know, stand-up's like, you know, if you're performing and it's a hot place, you know, it is a performance. It's like,
yeah.
Why have you to wear fucking big heavy clothes?
Yeah. No, I really enjoyed it. It was nice and cool.
Full sweat.
Full sweat.
Walk out like Mike Tyson, just already sweating.
Love reason with Daisy Dukes next time. GA shorts from 1983. Daisy Dukes of County Down.
The O'Neill's cut off fucking unreal.
The way they used to dress, like, nah, it's went a wee bit full circle that there are wearing tight stuff again because it went through a baggy phase. In the GA.
GA, did it?
But then years ago, it used to be really like, it must have been the priests were picking the outfits for the school teams or something, because it was fucking, like they were hot pants. Like,
yeah.
You were wearing hot pants and a wee tight top.
Yeah.
And then it got dead baggy in the 90s, and then that's went back to like muscle fit, player fit. Yeah. Like I wear a fucking duvet. Go into O'Neill's and go, player fit, duvet. I need a fucking,
GA fucking,
give me a
boomer.
Fucking County Antrim duvet down there. Cut the arms out of it.
I was down at the Ireland match, Ireland-England, at the rugby. And yeah, it's a sad sight seeing a lot of regular fellas wearing like
player fit.
Yeah, like the fucking muscle cut.
Doesn't suit. Like, it suits the players that are fit.
Yeah.
But not some fat cunt way of Guinness in the stand. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
It's not a great look.
You're seeing stuff that you shouldn't be seeing. It's like, I'm the only guy in the village.
Yeah.
That's basically what they were.
Bottom of the gut hanging out.
Yeah.
You know, fucking dyed hurdle. Things sticking in your neck and all. Like, I have an Ireland top and I was like, I'll probably look all right. Let's put it on. I'm like, ugh.
I'm a same.
That's tough now.
I hate because you see the players in it and then you go to put it on and you don't look like the players on it. So you just go, fuck it.
Like, I'll look at Tag Furlong. Do you know who that is?
Mm-hmm.
I'll look at him and be like, fucking, we couldn't be far off the same build. You know what I mean? And then, you know, there he is there. He's built like a fucking just turnip. And then I put it on. I'm like, ah, Jesus. He must be in some sort of nick.
Like four turnips.
Like a bag of turnips. Bag of fucking turnips.
Bag of spuds.
There was a clip of him on TikTok just smashing through about fucking eight French players, and I sent it to Tom the Bear, and I was like, this is porn to me. Yeah, this is actual
that
porn.
That man, he's a serious fucking player.
Like. He's like, I mean, there's a lot of props now that are fucking animals. They used to just be big fat cunts. But now they all look like fucking bodybuilders.
That's the way sport has changed. It's just, you have to be more athletic now. Just, it's even to do with recovery and the length of time that you play. So you have to sort of start looking after yourself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, a lot of ones, even if you go to, like, the wrestlers, there was Brock Lesnar. So you see him? Like, he was a fucking animal.
Oh, yeah.
He was, like, in high school, they were watching him wrestling. And they're like, this guy's fucking serious.
Did you ever see him at 16?
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to Google it just for my own wank bank.
And then he went to UFC and then came back to wrestling again too.
Brock Lesnar.
I think he would still be an animal, wouldn't he? What would he be? He'd be in his 50s now. He's fucking still an animal.
Joe Rogan had Hulk Hogan on. He was literally saying, like, what if you took that guy straight out of school? Like, he's literally in school there. Look at the fucking shape of that cunt.
Imagine that cunt played rugby. Like, do you know... Imagine, like, he had a grew up somewhere where you played rugby.
Yeah.
That's fucking Jonah Luma, like, do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of people that, you know, they go into certain sports and this and that and all, but he's just a fucking animal, like.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I remember when we were school, we didn't play rugby, but we had this teacher come in, and he was English, and his son went to Bethany and played rugby. And we were like, fuck, I was captain of school, fucking Gaelic team, hurling team. I thought, tough as fuck, you know. We're tough as fuck playing fucking GAA. And he was like, do you think you would have a go? Like, I went, fucking right. And he went, I'll set up a game with Methody. And I went, well, fuck, their first team, like, would be a wee bit of a stretch for us.
Yeah.
He went, no, I'll get the third team. I'll get the third team. And I was like, I will fucking beat the cunt. They all turned up, long hair, fucking, they all look like weirdos. No, they're all sitting going, we're all not a fuckers. They fucking killed us.
Of course.
Killed us on the fucking pitch. And I mean, not even just in the rugby. I mean, just in every aspect of it, they were tough as fuck. And I went, a lot of respect for rugby right now.
Yeah, well, of course, but, you know, they might be in the thirds, but they're still playing rugby all the time.
Of course. And they've been
playing. And they want to be in the first.
I get speaking to one of them, he's like, I've been playing it from when four.
Yeah.
He says, my brother's in the first team. He says, I'm his twin. I'm in the fucking third team. He says, but I'm still good enough that I play on the same team as him at the weekend, just not the school team.
Yeah.
And I was like, right. He says, because I'm sort of similar position.
Yeah.
And he says, he's just better than me, slightly better. So he makes it in that. I was like, fucking hell. But they were serious. Like,
you can't beat that. See that doing it from your a kid thing?
Mm.
You know?
That's why people. Makes it second instinct.
That's why all those, like, American colleges, you know, like, some boy will go from Kerry on a fucking scholarship and he can boot the ball with both feet. And they're like, oh my God, is he a fucking wizard? What's going on here? And the fella's like, well, just ding, just pinging it all about the place. Because they just don't, they're not from, like, a, none of their sports. Kick.
No.
So the fucking movement isn't there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You think anyone can boot a ball, but, like, if you've knocked about a football at all when you're a kid, played a wee bit in school, playing in the streets, someone could roll a ball to you and you could fucking hoof it. But they just don't do that in any sport.
Yeah.
Same as if, like, I threw you a basketball right now, you'd be like,
yeah,
you know, trying to fucking get it in the hoop. And, like, the average man on the street in America is probably like, I fucked about when I was a kid.
Yep.
You know. And you might miss, but it might look good.
I remember they brought a couple of hurlers over to play cricket.
Right.
And they were fucking like, and the ones running the cricket were like, fuck, we could use you. Like, it's like, just I had a ball coordination, just hitting the ball, just to
Cricket is the most boring shit.
It is.
Sorry to anyone who plays it.
It's not for me.
It's fucking bollocks.
It's a good enough game, like, don't get me wrong, but it's just...
It's probably...
It's one of them ones watching and you go, fuck, it's a wee bit...
It's probably actually more fun to watch than it is to play.
Yeah.
It's more boring to play it.
Aye, if you want a couple of beers sitting, shouting, whatever, it's a day out, more so that. It's like horse racing.
You go to that quick, you know, yeah. They do like 20-20, it's done in fucking a couple of hours. That's what you want there.
Aye, you don't want fucking a four-day affair.
A test cricket.
Keep coming back every day.
Just that cunt out by the rope, like, you know.
It's like a came on my lap, like, out in a fucking
He might as well be a fucking, just like a security guard at a gate or something.
You know what I mean? Boring as fuck.
Just waiting there all day, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Chill. Boring as shit. I seen a funny thing last night, just popped in my head. I was waiting outside Vicker Street and a blind guy's walking down the street. I mean, isn't
it's so fucking horrible.
It's not funny that he's blind.
No. I know where you're going with it. I people watch, so I get what you mean.
He's walking along. It was like the guy in the wheelchair pulling himself along with the legs. Which, you know what I mean. It's easy to sit in your comfortable car going, why is he pulling himself along with the legs? And it's, you know what I mean. But anyway, I'm ableist. But the blind guy, I think he might just be, you know.
Partial sight.
Yeah, partial sight. But he's walking along and he's tapping the stick and he went up and he bumped into something, and then he went to move and he bumped into another thing, and it was a bike rack full of bikes, and then he just pulled the fucking stick back and started whacking the fuck out of the whole row of bikes. And I was like, bro, why is he angry? But maybe he's just Dublin, where they're, you know, they're like, you'll wake up one morning and there's like a loading bay outside a shop and they've put bike racks in it and everyone in the town's like, for fuck's sake, like, how many bikes do we need?
There's a playing guy in Belfast, and when Primark burnt down, do you remember the fucking completely changed?
Yeah.
That whole junction?
Yeah.
And he couldn't fucking comprehend it. And he was punching the fucking, the hoarding until somebody had to show him like how to maneuver in it, because he was going into a hoarding and when he was fucking hitting the stick, it just seemed like there was stuff everywhere, and he was like, and it was up and down curbs, and he was like, I'm fucking, he was just frustrated, and he probably does that journey every day.
Yeah.
And he was beating the fuck, and then they had to take him around and he was like fucking complaining and all.
Yeah.
Because he's been doing that his whole life, going down the grab in the road, going down into the town and walking through round to the market, and he couldn't make that adjustment, and then they had to show him a different route.
Where am I supposed to get my fucking 5 pairs of cacks for a tenner?
Really, George's mark. But you forget about all them things, that does affect people, do you know what I mean?
I can remember. Remember when that reopened, and we're hardly ever in Belfast, even at that time, but we're in Belfast, and he's like, when we go to see this new Primark? Went upstairs, and you know that fucking just death walk you have to do with your wife around the jammies and the knickers and all that, and you're like, you know, I'm not a pervert, I'm with her, you know. And she'd lifted a bunch of stuff, and there was like, I think she'd like lifted a pair of fucking, like 3 pairs of cacks on a hanger or something. And she was like, and she looked at it, and there was just like a fucking stain on it. And she just went, no, we're leaving. she just dropped a pile of fucking Mickey Mouse jammies or whatever. She's like, nope, we're leaving out of this fucking camp. Unbelievable.
There was a guy who used to go into Topshop years ago and try on the women's underwear.
Kid.
Like, I'm going back, like, before it was fucking alright.
When was it alright?
No, but what I mean is, like, this guy could go.
This is before transes were invented.
Well, listen, what I'm saying is, now that people will turn around and say, you can't really stop. If someone says, look, I'm a female, nobody's allowed to say, you're fucking not. You have a fucking cock and a set of balls. And he would have been dead and tried the stuff on in Topshop, like, and like the staff and all, just be like, oh, freaking out. And then they used to throw him out. Like, it wouldn't happen now. He was just a pervert. I'm not saying he was.
Yeah.
But, do you know...
Did he buy anything? That's what I'd like to know.
He just went in on a Saturday and would try on the women's underwear. And he would leave the curtain open slightly and all. Do you know what I mean? So it was, like, pervy. But, like, they probably got him lifted. I would say more likely he got lifted because he was just a pervert. But I'm saying, does this open up now for loads of perverts now to just do what they want to do? Because they're like, no, I ain't going into the female toilets.
Oh, yeah, I identify as a pervert.
Yeah, you know, it's like the Troubles. There was a lot of psychopaths out fucking saying, oh, here, I'm fucking out doing this for a cause.
This is for the cause?
Love like, this shit.
Why'd you chop them up into nine bits?
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was like, good excuse.
Well, there is a bit of that.
Of course.
You know, but there's, you know, there's a percentage of fucking cunts and weirdos in every walk of life. You know what I mean? Cops or like something. You know what I mean? There'd be like fucking decent cops and then a couple of fucking power hungry maniacs.
There was something on the other day that
who wear women's knickers
should Mike Tyson be allowed to compete in women's boxing, and then they've done an actual sketch on it or something.
That was from like Scary Movie or something.
Is that what it was?
Where it turns around as Mike Tyson with a ball.
That's funny as fuck.
But it's so, it is, I mean, like, you only talk about it because it's like on the news and fucking Twitter and shit, but like that Leah Thomas, who was the swimmer, who was, what was like William Thomas or something, ranked 500th when he was a fella, now identifies as a woman, Leah Thomas, fully just goes in, change, this is pre-op, like, dick and balls and tits.
Did he used to go in the Top Shop? No.
put a Top Shop thongs on him. But then like, was going in, just getting changed with the rest of the girls. And so the girls were going like, we're uncomfortable.
Yeah, with you being but
identifies as a woman.
But has
fine,
all the things.
But I'm just not comfortable with it. And they were getting more shit. They're going, this is just transphobic that you won't let this person get changed with you. And you're sort of going like, we're like, it is mental. Like,
yeah.
Like why can't, you know, like we're all
it's
in here.
It's just a hard one. Like everybody can be modern. You'd be go.
You would have a hard one.
Are you hard then? Yeah. Oh, I get that hard for fucking swimming. It's a rudder.
It's like nipples. You know, you get cold, you get a root. What are you doing about it?
Why are you pulling the foreskin back and forth?
Air. I don't know. Get a bit of air on it.
I'm making sure I've got the swimming cap on.
Says Speedo in the bowl.
Fucking hell.
Women's knickers. You don't hear as many of those like pervy stories anymore.
No, even cunts flashing outside schools and all like that. Because well,
maybe there's like more of an acceptable outlet for it. Maybe that guy nowadays can happily just fully dress like a woman and doesn't need to do it sneakily with the pervy stuff.
The one I'm at Edinburgh, I noticed that like that's just everywhere. More so than you know, like in Belfast, you walk through, you maybe see one or two. Yeah. Day, Edinburgh, we were the people who were the odd ones out. Everyone was fucking cross-dresser. Like, everyone. Like, we were the fucking normal ones walking about, you know what I mean? Like, we were out of ordinary. Oh, fuck, there's a fella actually identifies as a fella. Like, it was just, I was like, oh my God. Like, it was so everywhere.
Well, you know, that's, if you can't do it at the fringe, where can you do it? Do you know what I mean? But sure, especially doing that, like, it's fucking, that, Belfast will be that in about 20 years.
Probably.
You know, it gets everything too late, doesn't it?
Yeah. 20 years behind everything.
If you could, you know, I know you won't get a pipe up your arse, but is there any wee things you'd be like, I wish that was acceptable for me today? Do you know what I mean? Like if you were, you know, if you're, you don't have to identify as a woman, but if you'd be like, it is warm today, I'll throw this skirt on.
No, I get what you mean with the loose balls. I like fucking like a big glass window. I'd like to just be able to fucking just stand against a big glass window, just get the pallets out, just shake them. That's unacceptable. When I used to work in all the student accommodations, I used to say to all the boys, you know what I mean, just like not all the time, just fucking in the morning or something, where I'm just standing against my big fucking window and be a bit of an exhibitionist. Like,
you know? Yeah. And there's once again, there's an unspoken rule in that world where if, you know, you were like 6'5", 8-pack and an absolute hog, people wouldn't say a word.
Oh, fuck,
people would be like, oh, yeah, we see this guy. He walks about here, makes coffee.
It's like your mom down in, was it Colombia or Mexico? Your mom with the biggest dick. And tourists like arrive to get photographs beside him. Have you seen this?
I've seen a video, but it was, I think it was Africa somewhere, and the guy just had a full fucking python at a bus stop. I was like hanging out the side of his shorts, and girls were just like, you know, taking selfies with this guy's cock.
But this guy, I think it's in Mexico or somewhere like that, but his cock's way down his fucking chin, and they're just all standing beside it, and they're all fucking giving it, like all this, like, and it's like a known thing, he stands and gets photos. It's like the Connor Burns of fucking... Mexico, you know, like, I want a photo of Connor Burns. I want a photo of your man's big cock. And I'm like if men were fucking going up to some woman who had tits down to her fucking ankles and going, can I just stand beside you and get a photo? It'd be...
Is that him? Sure, that could be anything. Do you know what I mean? That could be a fucking subway. Look at this guy. Why is he wearing shoes and socks? Like,
do you know what I mean? Like, if I was him, I would be draping the poop rat hanging over the door of the car, like a convertible. Do you know what I mean? You know, if I was him, I'd be going into a bar, I'd be ordering two pints. I'd be going, who's the two pints for? I'd be throwing that in there, paint. I drink, he drinks. Do you know what I mean?
It's this one. Look at that. Like, fucking, like the Guardian have been in.
He has it wrapped up too.
No, I mean, you need to be scuffing it off everything. You'd be fucking.
You'd oh, be, fuck, I caught my dick in the side.
He'd be shutting the door.
It's like what I do with my wee toe. For fuck's sake, he's doing it with his cap.
Are you going to put a flip flop on? You get your cock stuck in it
around. What happened to the fucking chihuahua? Oh fuck, I must have hit him in the knob again. We fucking thing then. But having a cock like that, like, people would say, oh, I'd like a big massive cock. That's just like, who's going to let any of them? Who's? And see, if you took a hard knee, you probably would go light headed, wouldn't you?
Well, I mean, he looks like he's, you know, he's a bit turgid there. You know, there's no way.
He's sitting down with a hat on too. Look at him like he don't give a fuck.
I mean, what's stopping me, you know, just duct taping a fucking length to my cock and being like, it's fiver in. Come on round, get a photo with it. Who's to know? No one's going to be like, take the wrap off.
That's
it.
The show. I get my balls waxed. You get your big cock out. That's a telegram. The
That's the closer. Look at this fucking guy. Welcome back to General Banter Podcast.
See that genuinely. See if that there's real, like, yeah. You know for a fact when he was born, his ma was changing the nappy. She was like, the whole street was in.
You have to make sure you were snipping the right cord when he was born. You'd be like,
Jesus
what the
Christ.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, sexually it couldn't be that good.
No.
You know, you'd be like, look at the size of this.
He's not going balls deep, nobody.
No. Is he like fucking whispering? He's at the cinema with the guy. He's like, I'm going to stick the eighth in you when I get home.
He puts it in the popcorn. Yeah. I can't read. Put your hand in there. I can't read. Put your popcorn at the ceiling, you can't
eat. Going to his house, you're like, why have you got a pet octopus? I don't know. Like him.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that wee hand, for fuck's sake. Let's look at more cocks. Look at these guys. There's just a guy in the street getting changed with an absolute
that
hug.
That one I've seen before, that black guy just walking down. But his is different because it's a big fucking concave thing. Like, it's fucking... it's mad looking. Is it true that there was a fella in France that got a fucking... His mate died and he got a fucking... He got his cock. And they put it on. Is that true or is that a myth?
It could well be. Did you see the Channel 4 documentary? I can't believe it. Where the guy, I want to say I don't know what the story was. He lost his dick or his dick fell off and they needed to like graft it to his skin to keep it alive. And the guy has a cock on his arm. Have you seen that?
No.
I'm going to have to... I mean, like, of all the places,
you know for a fact,
you're like, put it on my leg or something, I'll put a pair of trousers on there. Like, nah, bro, it's coming there.
What time is it?
Hold on, this watch has three hands.
That's why I wear two watches to hit my cock. I actually do have three watches, I have one around my cock at the minute. Why is it around your cock? Because it used to be on my arm and I just got used to it.
Penis on arm or something. Easy. This guy has a full cock in his arm. Yeah, like, oh, show me a picture for the love of fuck.
Could it been good if they had stuck it in his head, like his forehead or something?
I know, it just seemed like such a random
place to put it.
Oh, where's the actual photo? It's blurred out there, but yeah, the guy says a dick. show me the fucking photo. They show it in the documentary, like they're no
Channel 4's good for now, but a filth.
I remember having like that one and only time I did the full run at the Edinburgh Fringe, I had made like a bunch of fake Channel 4 adverts because they were so mental, like the titles of them.
I remember it in your show.
Dick on the arm, like, look, there he is holding two darts under it. Be handy enough in the darts world. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Handy enough, need to do a pace, like, just fucking put the arm out.
Be good for, you know, like Google Maps, you know, instead of like going up here to, you know, you just fucking stick the phone under the cock. You know, just driving.
Dead around. Awkward, but when you're in mass and you fucking, no, peace be with you, and you put the hand out.
Like, my actual peace. My arm peace.
Magnum PA.
You could have an old stealth white. Listen, I don't think it was like a real functioning cock. I think.
No, the cock was just there to keep the blood pumping into it.
I think he had an accident and he had no dick and they reconstructed one and let it like.
Grow to his body so that it didn't reject it.
Yeah, while they sorted out the pipes downstairs.
Just imagine his body going, no, go away, go away, go away from me. No, don't like
not
it.
Not my
don't
arm,
like
don't like it.
You're my cousin. I also think it'd be kind of weird to have somebody else's dick. Like,
yeah.
I know if you lost it and you needed a dick and they give you a dick, but it still would be like, you would still feel a wee bit weird that you had somebody else's dick.
I mean, you definitely would. I don't know whether you'd be happy enough to just have one.
And if they made that, like, if they're definitely going to make me a dick, like, I'm going to say to them, lads.
I'd take his dick if they were.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I would go, lads, do you have to make an average size one? Like, you know what I mean? While you're here, you may as well throw an extra couple of inches on it, like, for me. Do you know what I mean?
I'd get rid of the bollocks as well. I'd be like, take them.
Oh, I'd take
them. They're a nightmare.
The worst thing I've seen is what they actually do to form a vagina.
Oh, yeah.
And the fucking cutting, like I've seen a cartoon fucking of it, like how the operation goes and what to do, like they cut the dick completely, but they need to use.
You seen a cartoon of it?
You know, like a medical fucking cartoon guy. To show you, but like they have to keep the tip of the penis for the sensitivity, and then they put that in, it's fucking like the wee fucking
the starter button.
And I'm like, fuck, that's mental. Like, there's no going back from that.
I mean, like if you know, that's why these trans people are fucking hardcore. You know, you explain all that and cut it off, make a hole, turn it inside out, shove it up there, slice it to bits. See, you still up for that? And they're like,
Years ago, they used to just chop their dicks off themselves. But now they're saying them don't because we need to use the top of it.
Don't
be cutting your dick off because it's
before
harder.
Before you leave this office.
It's harder to make you a fanny.
I just want you to know, if you're going to cut your dick off, don't.
Don't.
Definitely don't.
Because we can use it to make a family. And that's the consensus. Do not cut your dick off yourself. No DIY surgery.
If you can bear with us and keep it on your arm for a year.
There's a fella out there. It's like my mom and you wouldn't eat your dinner. There's wee kids in Africa don't get dinner.
You know, don't kids in Africa, your, three families out of there.
There's a fella over there in England. He's a fucking dick in his arm.
Don't hear him.
At least yours is in your trunk. You know what I mean? Just fucking, just wait.
Alarm cock. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Nice wee quiet show today.
Nice quiet. Just
fucking straight in from Ficker Street to fucking Dex.
Listen, it's a life I've become accustomed to. Just wall to wall cocks and jizz. Shane Gillis last night was about 20 minutes into his set and he was doing this bit about like the reality of jizzing on your wife's face. And then he's like, flew across the Atlantic Ocean to talk about jizz. And then everyone fucking... You get the... There's some hardcore... I think it must be something about, like, podcast fans. With the row beside us. I was like, boys, will you fucking calm down? Like,
they were jizzing their fucking cats.
They were fucking... Yeah. Woo! Fucking... Yeah, they were there! And fucking up and down for a piss every 2 minutes and all. Like,
what are they pissing?
I don't know. We're very into it, like.
It's one of them ones... Like, my audiences can be fucking... I done a show in the limelight and it was fucking like a full-on...
If I told you... I've talked about it in the podcast, but I don't know if I've said it to your face, the time Woodsy had the show in the small one. And I went, Paddy's on here too. I'll pop in. I just walked through Katie Daly's and then in the other one. And then it was like, ah! Nice fucking show. I was like, Jesus Christ.
That's the one.
Fuck
that,
me.
That night there, I was like, this is too much. This is fucking too much.
Did you do something like where... You went up to do a show, like material and all, and ended up just doing all crowd work.
That was
and
it.
And then the next one was supposed to be crowd work. And then no one would talk to you.
And I was like, get the fuck.
Oh my God.
It was sort of like we had changed the time of the show because of what had happened the last time. And it just fucked it.
Yeah.
Whereas
earlier?
The first one was like, it was a corona. It was something about coronavirus. And I says, I need to do this now because like coronavirus is fucking dumb. So I need to do it now. So we've just done that in January. And every cunt came to the show and I came out. They were just fucking, they had their phones on, raving. Like they were fucking. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And it must be people that watch podcasts going, oh, the fuck, I've seen Paddy, he fucking loves it, the content. And I came out and was just like, Paddy, yeah, what a fucking sniffers. And I'm going, what the fuck?
I'm a sniffless.
Not hating anything, just fucking full on madness. Madness. And there was a guy came to see me, like, and he just fucking sent me a message afterwards. He says, I need to have a serious chat with you about your audience. And he had helped, like, Frankie Boyle and stuff. And he was like, you need to have a show where Frankie got this at one stage. And what you need to do is you need to put the show on at, like, 6 o'clock. And then if you go to the toilet, you don't get back in.
Oh, really?
And he says it fucking weeds them all out. And I'm like, I like them band tickets low. And he's like, oh, well, if you want it to be like that every time, go ahead. But, you know, and I'm sort of going, fuck, what do you do? Is that my fans? Should I just deal with it? You just don't know what.
You should have just done a meet and greet that night, post-COVID. No, come on, right?
I went out to say to meet people. And that was the one where Andrea was working. And she says, I'll come around after work. And, like, Andrew would go to me, do you ever get any people throwing around, you know? And I'm going, no, it's comedy. Like, you don't. A dick pics as much as I would get. Do you know what I mean?
On a good night.
But these two girls just fucking randomly come up. Like, it would never happen. Just came up, just as Andrew was standing there. And I, in my head, I'm going to myself, they must have knew. Or was it because she was standing talking to me and they were going, who's your woman? She's getting an awful lot of attention from her. The two of them went, and went, we were watching you on stage, like, I know you're a wee bit fat now, but we had fuck a life.
I know you're a wee bit fat, but here, we're willing to make an exception.
I looked at them and I went, like, he's not even being fucking nice, like, that's not even, like, a challenge.
Were they hot, though?
No, well, no, they weren't.
Was it only hot because there was two of them?
Probably. They were a hell of a lot younger, maybe, put it that way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but they were... I was sort of like if you were chatting somebody up and they went, look, that's not Bill about the bush.
Yeah.
And I was like,
no, you're stinking, but here.
This, when you made us laugh and our families are struggling, so come on. And I was like, listen, I'm away to fuck. And we went up the stairs and Andrew went to me, oh, so it never ever happens. And I went, that's literally the first time that has happened. And we walked in the green room. Andrew Ram was there. Willie was there. And Andrew Ram was like, oh, Jesus, the girls were pulling the cock of me down there, getting a photograph. And I went, thanks, Andrew. Thanks. It just makes it look like it's a free for all fucking orgy.
Yeah.
At these gigs every fucking night when it's fucking not.
No.
When the fucking seriousness of us, it was us sitting in the green room in Laverty's and there's a half a fucking chicken curry at in the fucking sink. And yeah. You can smell it and we're sitting talking about, here, Jake, this is a good thing.
Do you know what car should I buy?
No, so you're watching. Do you know what I mean? That's the reality of it. But.
The one night you get groped up, fucking wife's there.
The one night that something like that happens, and she's like, not that anything else would have happened on it, but it couldn't have happened at a worse time.
Who was I? I was talking to someone about this before, and they were like, they think that because the, like, Northern Ireland in general is so small and small community and everything gets about so quickly that people actually go like, oh no, he's married. We'll not say anything at all.
Yeah.
Because you'd think, you know, like, who's the hottest one? Shane? By a fucking mile, probably. What?
He's not my type.
All right, but you know what I mean? Is his inbox not full of tits and dicks? Like,
go and buy Mickey Barton, it's him, like.
Yeah.
Mickey is shallow hall, like.
Right, well, Mickey's really, you know, he's advertising himself for services on stage.
Yeah.
Where he talks about how good he is at fucking the whole time.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you know, we've got him.
Yeah.
Got him.
No, but I think
having
you're right.
A DM.
Like, I think you're right, because I remember being on leave. One of them, I don't know if it was fucking Instagram, and I was doing the dishes, like, so it was hardly flirtatious, you know. And there was some girl who was going, like,
sexy.
Here, it's good to see a man doing a bit of work about the house, you know. And then said something else, and then she went, I have dishes need done.
Oh, wow.
And there was like a comment below it, and the girl was like, he's fucking married, stay away.
That's all it does to get these women ticking.
Stick the dishes on.
Oh, yeah, you dirty bitch.
Then once you do dishes, it's like, get out the fuck. Making a place look untidy, you can't. Just on your dishes.
I'm spent.
Speaking of fucking people that couldn't walk, we're talking about blame people. What about fucking Kevin Hart in the wheelchair?
I think that was a bit over the top. What'd he do, pull his hamstring or something?
And The Rock was sort of going to him like, calm down, you'll be alright.
Yeah. You know? Did you see the video of him? He had like a foot race with his mate, like a sprint. And the two of them took off and just running, and I think he just did his hamstring or something.
And he goes in the wheelchair and he's like, I'm paralyzed for life now.
Yeah.
So I was like, no.
He'd probably get backlash for that, people coming out I'm in a fucking wheelchair. For real?
Well, somebody was below the, I seen one of the comments, it was like, I'm in a wheelchair and I don't see it as a hindrance, I see it as an apparatus to get around.
Yeah.
Full Hulk Hogan on him.
Brother.
Like, brother. I just put on it, going back to Belfast, we'll get you a free car, Fred.
You can put Kevin Hart in a roller skate. Just push him about.
You still do 70 nights, a cunt.
That's such an old man injury, though. That's what goes first, the fucking old hamstrings.
Old hamstrings, old hammer.
You see, like, an older rugby player or something get tears a hamstring, you're like, he's gone.
I this story fucking floats about all the time, and I never talk about
put
it.
Put that mic up to your face, Paddy, fuck you.
What about you?
There we go.
We were working on the site down the town, and I literally couldn't take a day off work. Like, I was just working like fuck, but I couldn't take a day off. And the gout came, and I couldn't walk.
The
gout came over me.
Over the hill came the gout.
I get out of bed that morning, put the foot in the ground and went, oh.
The gout has returned.
You literally can't put it down. And I phoned my mate, and he's like, I need you fucking to come in with me. I can't fucking stick a seat with you. And I was like, fuck all I could do. I could probably make frames sitting down. And yeah. He's like, that'll do. And they came and they got a chair and they carried me onto the seat. Like, like the fucking god and the Spartans.
Yeah.
And the main bosses came out of the hut and were like, what the fuck are yous doing that? And they're like, Paddy's gout's back. He can't walk, so we're bringing him up to the top floor and he's going to make frames. And they're like, just fucking go off. And I'm like, I can't afford to. Too many children. But it was like, everyone speaks about that. Like, the bosses kept coming up and checking. And they went, oh, he is working. Like, he's just sitting down.
Fuck. I thought I had gout once. But then I remembered that, like, in a car crash years ago. Remember to tell that story where I fucking hit the windscreen? My shins and my foot got trashed behind the fucking seats.
Mm-hmm.
And my toe was definitely broken, like, it's fucking purple, massive. And then for years afterwards, when you push your thumb down into it, there's like cartilage moving about in it. Like, something definitely happened. And then years later, I just did something to like jam it and it fucking swole up. And everyone was like, oh yeah, it's gout. My sister was like, that's gout. And I was like, is it?
It could be, like, would you say, the cartilage? If it goes into a certain area, your body puts inflammation around foreign bodies.
Yeah.
So gout's the exact same thing. So it could have the exact same symptoms as it.
Just because like inflammation in the fucking joint?
That's all it is. That's where the pain comes from. Mm. So it's crystals form in your joints and your body's like, what the fuck's this? And it just throws a load of fucking pus around it. And that's the painful bit. Do you know what I mean? So that's the problem. The gout is your body.
More disgusting than making a fanny out of a dick. That.
Thanks. I'd rather have my dick cut in half than get that gout checked. It sounds disgusting. Like, I have it in my fucking elbow and you can see it. Like, it's a different size. It's just
white.
Yeah, it's fucking
really
crazy.
White.
Crazy. Guy went to tattoo it one time. He's like, oh, there's all sorts of shit coming out of there. I don't like that.
Oh, God.
I don't like that, Petty. So that's why it's not finished around there. He needs to go back and work. It'd be like tattooing my asshole. You just have to pour through it, my man. We'll get you an extra medal for this. No money can pay me to tattoo your ass. I want a tattoo inside my asshole that says hi for anybody who goes in.
Nice.
Nice.
People do get it.
I would say so.
People, you know, there was a video of that girl just bent over a table and the guy was
giving the asshole a load of fucking.
Just right up the stink. She had a wee butterfly around her arsehole.
Just makes it so much nicer, doesn't it? You can imagine that fucking butterfly expanding and a big brown shade coming out. You know, what's it going back to, a caterpillar, is it?
It would be funny to just get like a wee face, like two eyes of all, like, oh, big shade coming out.
Like a cigar?
Yeah, it's a picture, it's a full portrait of Clint Eastwood. And then just like, over it. It's a fucking life. What do you call it? What do you call it? Lifelike representation of Al Capone. Till you had diarrhea.
Oh, your mammy.
Till you had the shits, and it just looks like he's being sick. You would have to keep it shaved then.
Yeah.
You'd be like, fuck me.
Funny thing is,
Clint has a goatee today.
My shit doesn't come out like cigars. Oh, Unfortunately not.
It's been a long time since I had a solid cigar.
Why is Al Capone just spitting out fucking chocolate milk?
Oh. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm sweating. Oh, Dom would do that. Yeah, Aaron used to work for, he's good at the portraits. Aaron used to work in a tattoo shop.
Did he?
Yeah, no, man. He did the desk. He did fuck all, I think.
What a job for McCann.
What a job. He knows how to do it. We've got some questions here, Patrick. Why? What's the, you've got the reputation of, you know, for a while just sending some of the worst videos anyone's ever seen in the group chats. Naomi Mitchell says, what's the worst video you have on your phone right now?
I've stopped taking them on board because the kids are using the phone an awful lot.
Aye.
So I don't have anything, to be honest. I don't.
Yeah,
I don't have anything.
That's probably safe.
Yeah, because the kids do take the phone now, so it's like, oh, I don't need to know. I just came out of the groups where they come in.
Aye.
The guys are like, you've changed now.
You've changed. What's wrong with you? You don't want to watch a guy get beheaded.
You don't want to watch him getting fucking cut in half from the top down with a fucking Stanley knife. Like, you know.
You've gone soft.
The worst one that's in, a guy sent me a thing. It was like, must be like Russian soldiers and fucking Ukrainians or something. And the cut your man open with Stanley blade. So that's the worst one that was in there, but I think it deleted it. Jeez. I literally got like 2 seconds in it. I was like, no, not for me.
Yeah.
Not for me.
God.
There's one where the beheading happened and I seen it and I can't unsee it.
Yeah.
Like I can see it now, really. And I was like, whoop.
Was it you sending the one, somebody, I think it was in Dublin, someone was banging some girl and the husband came back and the guy jumped out the window under the spiked fence. Was that you? Or was that Connor? I can't remember.
One of us, I definitely had that. Like,
the guys, you know, he jumped out the window. I mean, like, how's that not worse than just staying in the room?
Getting your bollocks knocked.
Maybe having a fight.
And you might be able to beat him.
That's it. You don't know who's coming through the door. It's like, do you want to jump or do you want to fight?
Connor sent in one where your mom came back and he came in and his wife and your mom were banging and then your mom just kills his wife, just stabs her.
Right, that's a, yeah, I've seen that. That one haunted
that
me
was
for
grim.
A minute.
That was grim.
Because for a minute you're going like, oh, some creeps just caught these two banging on camera and then the guy just runs in and stabs the fuck out of him and you're like, how's that legal? How's that legal for that to be flying about?
Probably get off too.
Really?
Probably. Something mad they got you to get off for. You could say, no, listen, that just drove me insane. I didn't know what I was doing. Just want, it's insane.
No, thanks. I was talking to, I was down doing those conspiracy guys with Gordo, and he was talking to me, and we're eating dinner. This is after the podcast. And he was telling me this. He was talking about a movie 1 minute, and then I was like, oh, that sounds rough. And they start talking about this other thing. And he's like, oh, yeah, the guy gets like, they slice him and like roll his skin up and pull his, you know, pour boiling oil on him and all. And I went, oh, what movie is this? And he goes, oh, no, this is a real video from like the cartel or something. I was like, bro, how the fuck did you sit that long?
No, I'm not, like, I would have been away at the skin pulling back, but you know what I mean?
Well, if someone went, do you want to see this video of a guy getting his skin ripped off? I'd be like, nah, I'm all right.
No, yeah, no, right. It's grim. There's people that can sit and watch all that, and it's not
healthy to be able to.
No. To see that.
Not at all. I can't even, I don't know, something happened to me after Eddie was born where like, I can't even watch like a slow motion bad knockout in a fight. And I'd have watched hundreds of fights like, but if I see someone get really fucking smashed to bits, I'm like, oh man.
Yeah. Or even like a bad like ankle break or the leg snapping in half.
Well, that's all right because it heals. But you know, people get like, you know, you see them go out and then some guy's like, bang. Bang, and you're just like, well, I hope he doesn't have a fucking wife and kids and a mother, you know?
It definitely follow who changes all that with you. I never ever fucking cried at films, and then recently I've started to cry, like the past load of years.
Full Monty.
fuck it. 2 films I've cried at. Marley and Me, the dog one.
Why?
Because it was so close to home. Like every dog that's died to me is like fucking, I'm fucking in grieving for fucking 6 months. And then Coco.
Why?
That part where you start singing to the wee granny. I was like, fuck. No, like in memories of your granny coming back and I was just sitting in the cinema in Lisbon and my kids were like, are you all right? And I was like, fucking panic. I fucking panic. The kids are like, my dad's a fruit. Crown of cocoa?
My dad's a fruit.
And that's the thing. That's changed too. Like, Kids now say weirdo. I've noticed that. Like the younger ones, like I'd say, oh, he's a weirdo. Whereas when I was younger, he's a fruit. And you didn't mean it in the sense of the word. He's a fucking. Do you know what I mean? Like that, when I was at school, somebody being a fruit, like your mate could be a fruit because he fucking, you're being a fruit. Has he done his homework?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the kids and I say weirdo. They don't say fruit.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So I knew when my son called me a fruit in the cinema that day, he fucking meant it. Like, you're a fucking fruit.
Yeah.
You know, you're being gay. That's what he meant.
Weirdo just covers everything. Is that, is that what the crack is now?
Weirdo's the he's a weirdo.
I remember my dad telling me one time in work, someone thought it'd be funny to write weirdo in someone's locker or something. And they spelled it wrong and said weedro. And I don't, it's not even that funny, but like, you know, like just in, just on the floor, like someone, that's a wee good crack, wasn't it?
We were in Edinburgh and there was a culture and he was fucking hackling me. And I says to him, fuck up, your dad fucking wanks over the grass, man. And his mates went in the wrinkles and he just sat like out there. And when the gig finished, the man, you don't know how close that is. His dad runs about in grass, man, fucking hoodies, me tortured life. See, the grassman thing, that's fucking mental.
It's crazy, like.
I was, like, they make a living from going to cut grass and videoing it.
Yeah, see, oh, but farmers.
Loads, like, loads of merch and all. Like, when we were in the Glen Arm Festival, somebody says, do you want to go and see the grassman? I went, no, I brought a bag myself. I don't need to go and see them. And they're like, what do you think it is? Now they were like, no, the grassman's here. And I was like,
it's mental. It's like, by the way, like, farmers, like, because I live in the country now, like, farmers get upper route over grass, like that's all they're doing all year is waiting, fucking here we go, I'm gonna be up, you know, fucking the cab of the things filled with Lucozade and, you know, Red Bull, they're fucking, I'm gonna be up for 2 weeks straight. And there's one out, there's a farm out the back of ours, like over the hedge in the wall, and you just hear the cunt fucking doo, 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 all night, like when it's grass season. And then he has this fucking mountain of grass,
he's loving life.
And then he just, like, I've asked that at gigs to, like, farmer people. I'm like, do they just move it around? Like, what the fuck are they doing with it? Put it there.
Lift, dry it out. And
move it over there again.
It for animals. And
move it over there. Just moving it constantly. But those grass, I've watched, like, Eddie's obsessed with tractors. I think all kids are. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm sitting there watching the fucking YouTube video and, like, grassmen or people just driving tractors around or people doing, like, wee stop motions with toy tractors. And then you look at the hits and it's, like, 5.8 million hits or something. You're like, I might jump in the garden here and, you know, take a few slow-mo shots of tractors here for a couple of million hits. Them whole, kids' channels.
Whole new market.
Yeah.
Like, and your it, man Donkey. What's up, you silly looking hoes?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm changing a fucking CV joint in the front of a Ford one today. And they love it.
Oh.
I think he's funny, but the fucking culties love it.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking full-on love it. And he's just doing what... Do you know what I mean?
Just doing regular shit.
Just doing stuff in the farm.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to start doing fucking... Like, Eddie watches it. He keeps going, like, put the blue tractor video or something. And it's Russian or something. And the kid's like, oh, no, I have a problem. And they're like, you know, towing another wee tractor out of a thing. And it's like fucking 25 million hits on it.
And the cunts are living in a mansion.
And we're sitting in here fucking...
Talking about assholes.
Talking shite and talking about how to make fannies out of dicks. Now.
There was a guy caught in England. Did you ever see that?
What?
Raiding tractor. He 489, like, they caught him raiding this tractor. And then when they got him, he was like, okay, I confess, I've been raiding all the tractors. And they were like, what do you mean? And then they went to his house and got his computer. And it was a certain type of tractor, and he was driving all around the UK finding this tractor. So he'd break into the farm and he would hump the fucking tractor.
And do you know what, you know what, like, was weird about that?
They had to make a law, like, because he done it. Because there was no, like, it was literally, like, he was just getting done for trespassing and fucking, but the farmers were like, no, he fucking molested the fucking, the tractor. I think it was a John Deere tractor. It was like a certain type model.
Not a Massey. Massey Baiting,
very good. Very good.
You're welcome. There's nothing really illegal about that, is there? Other than, like, this is my farm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be like, tear away. If he was just open with it, like, listen, man, I'll be 5 minutes, but I just love fucking tractors.
As long as you clean up.
I'd be like, far ahead.
As long as you clean up.
Everything's covered in cow shit anyway.
Yeah.
Lubed up for you. Far away.
Far away. Get into it.
Fuck me. Unbelievable. What's the worst on stage memory you have that till this day you won't be able to shake off?
Derry Gunley.
Where's that?
Remember Derry Gunley. Enniskillen.
God. Oh, God, Cox again. Sorry.
I get asked to do this gig. I think it was Neil Dugan put my name forward. And the guy was like, "Hello, Harry. We do this big gig in Derry Gunley in the community centre every year." And I was like, "Stop you there. Have you ever seen my stuff?" And he was like, "No." And I says, "I'm going to send you a DVD." And I sent him a DVD, like real grainy fucking, of the Dagger Show.
Yeah.
Like where I get my dick tattooed. So it's the most explicit show I do. And I sent him. Phoned him a week later. "Well, did you watch it?" "Yes, 100%. Let's book you in. Let's get her done." And I was like, "Right, okay. You like that then? You like me?" And drove down the taxi and got there. And it was like a hoedown. It was like Emmerdale. The whole fucking village was walking in, full families. Lasagna's made and all.
Fucking right.
And we were sitting at big long tables and we all had a feast before the fucking gig and all. And I was like, "This isn't." And we're going to have two Kaylee dancers on before you. And I was like, "Right, I have to do a clean set." Walked on stage and there was all veterans. Must have been fucking World War II fucking guys. They were all sitting motherfucking. And I went, "Fuck me, I didn't know he's had fucking boys on him." The whole hall just looked. And that was it.
That's pretty tame for you.
Exactly. Like, I didn't even say anything. And I just went, "Do you know what? I'm getting 150 quid for 30 minutes. I need 150 quid to get back home. I mean, I'm doing 30 minutes. And I done 30 minutes.
I thought you were going to be like, "Do you know what?
Pure fucking
fuckies."
Pure fucking silence. And I just fucking plowed on. And then in the last 10 seconds, I went 10, 9, 8, 7. And it fuck yous. A guy took the mic when I came off stage. Like, it was fucking stand. And he took the mic and he was like, "That, my friends, is a product of a segregated community." And I was like, "Who the fuck's that guy?" And so he says, "He's the chief of police." Nellis Gillen. Okay. He made me sit for 3 hours before I got my money.
Oh my God.
But I needed these on the way home. Like, literally.
Isn't that the worst gig though? Like, you would take a rowdy one. Over, oh, fuck. Over the fucking
rowdy
like
gigs to me are fucking brilliant. I do Art on every year and it's fucking mental every year.
Yeah,
full on mental, like full on fucking bomb, bomb bits and pieces, and you walk in, and then Wednesday night we've done it again, and I walked in, everybody's sitting there, and I was like,
"What's wrong with you?"
Yeah, but it was still a great gig.
Yeah,
but now that's like, it's one of them gigs where everybody's fucking yeah,
yeah,
and you do like you say one word and they're like. Yeah, and you're going, fuck, this is easy. Like,
yeah.
Me and Willie were like, "We'll never do that again next year." "No, definitely, let's do it again." Yeah. It's fucking great. So I love rowdy gigs. I don't love them, but I don't mind them.
Yeah.
But that's sitting with conscious. Like, the Fringe, we had a show, and me and Willie was there, and he was like, "Mickey can't do it, such and such can't do it." And then he was like, "Oh, Karen's going to come in, so we'll just do past the button." And I was like, "Right, I mean, I'll do 15, bring you on, you do 15. So I went on, done 15, brought Willie on. So I had already done 15 at the start of the show. Brought Willie on. He passed me the mic and I went, "Right, I'll do a couple of minutes here until Kieran comes on." Get on stage and everybody's like, "I've seen you."
Yeah.
And you know yourself, like there's nothing. And I was literally, and I looked at him, I went, "Where's Kieran? Not here yet. Keep going." And I'm like, I've done crowd work. I've done a bit of a set.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to hear me no more.
Yeah.
And they're literally looking at me. I went home and didn't sleep. That I didn't sleep all night.
Yeah.
And I says the next day, I says, "Lads, that's never happening again." That was the worst feeling. Like, I went home and was going, "Why the fuck am I doing comedy? Why?"
Yeah, I hate that shit. That fucking, like, that happened a lot at the Kevin Hart thing, where we were just like, "We're going to flash you and we want you to wrap up immediately, but you'll not know when we're going to flash you." And you're just going and going and going.
Because you don't, we're set till times.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing of our process. Whether if it's a show that we do or whatever.
Yeah.
And you know when you fucked up. Like, I done the first Ulster Hall. I was like, I think I haven't over an hour, haven't I? And everybody was sitting in the audience going, "Should have been away fucking an hour." Yeah. I done an hour and fucking 40 minutes or something. Didn't even realise. It was just because it was my first big one. I thought you need to. But I didn't realise how much like the crowd work add up the time.
Yeah.
And that was too long. And I went, "Oh, I'll never do that again." You know, an hour max is what the fuck I need, or a break in between.
Yeah, 100%.
Just fucking mental when you don't have that, when somebody goes, "Just keep going."
It's a fucking nightmare. Absolute nightmare.
It's like raiding.
It is.
Like after 3 minutes, you're going, "I don't need to be doing that anymore."
We should be all at home now.
Yeah. You know, we should be sitting saying, you all right? Do you want anything?
She's going to just keep going till I flash you.
Do you want a towel? Do you want a towel to wipe down? Can I tag out here? Because there's something can take over.
Just take a break, like, you know, that's all. I don't know. I'd be like, we'll be right back with Kieran.
I need a pace. Do you want me to pace on you or go to the toilet?
I have a lasagna to get through here. Nice, for fuck's sake. What's the worst thing? Let me see. Violin Mick. Yes, lads, did 11 days at the Fringe. How the fuck does anyone do the full run? I didn't see a toilet seat the whole time. It's like a music festival in a fucking city for 4 weeks. It is rough gear, like,
it is.
The full month. Even Kieran texts me. And he's like, tell you what, I had way more fun when I went over last year for about 3 days than I've had this time.
Oh, completely. It's just
slog fest.
It's just full on work. And people don't understand what you mean by it. It's people's like, did you not have a good time? Like, you sold out 97% of your tickets, sold out every night. And I was like, it's fucking work. It's work.
And the gig's looming over you all fucking day.
See, when I used to work in London, I was telling somebody about this. I can't remember if it was Willie or Mickey. And I was saying, like, I was over in London doing 12-hour shifts on a built-in set, right? And what I would do is, see, on the way in the morning, I would listen to something, and then in work I would put on your podcast near the end, because that was the toughest hour. And I would listen to you while I was working at the fucking end of the night, because that was my wee thing of back home. Do you know what I mean? And then I would get back to the digs, and I would fucking go to sleep, and then get up in the morning. It was just Groundhog Day every fucking day. And the only thing you had was like that to listen to. That's what it was like over in Edinburgh, because it was just getting up in the morning, going out, making sure the flyers have flyers, fucking going and meeting somebody, then sitting there, and you would send a text message, go, anybody about? And sometimes somebody went, yeah. Sometimes nobody replied, because everybody was like, I'm dead.
Yeah.
You know, so.
That is another weird thing you don't think about. You could be over with like eight people you know that are comedians from the same town, and you don't see them.
Don't see them, because they're gigging. Willie was 5:30. I was at 7:20. Mickey was 7:15. So me and Mickey and I were lucky enough that we could meet up every now and again. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it wasn't every night. And then we had the compilation show. The first couple of days were like, this is fucking great. And then people were like, do we really have to do this compilation show at night time?
Yeah.
And I'm like, lads, you need to keep it going. I'm only here for 2 weeks. So I was going, I need to do this every night, because I need to make the most of what I'm doing here. But I wasn't thinking of Emmons. They're like, we've asked for fucking 28 nights.
Yeah.
You know, so they were going, oh, I need a break from it.
What time is that at?
11:15 started at.
Jesus Christ.
So I would be out, walk into Edinburgh, and then do a gig. I was doing a gig at 2:00 every day, 1:00, 4:00, 7:20, and then 11:15, and sometimes I'd done Peter's 5:15.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was just fucking...
That is the thing, like, you get all excited going over, you're like, oh, this gig, it's going to be mad, this gig's happening, it starts at 1 a.m., and then the last gig you do is like 9:30. And then you're like,
what'll I do for a couple of hours?
Yeah, I'll just fuck. Well, yeah, just hang about here.
So
just chill. Chill, hanging about. Right, well, get the fuck out of here, Paddy. Well, when's your next SSE?
8th of September. See him now as you
8th of September. Year. If you're in Belfast, go see Paddy.
Buy a fucking ticket.
Buy a ticket. I'll be in Dublin that night if you're in Dublin. Or
buy
you
a fucking ticket.
Buy a fucking ticket. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I'm doing SSE on the 30th of September.
I'm in Leicester Square Theatre in London now.
The boys are all over the place.
Boys are all over the place. I'm in Dublin on the 17th. And then I'm in Glasgow on the 1st.
Of
October. Where are you the 1st? Are you not gigging then?
The 1st, I don't think so.
That's the day after your SSE.
Day after. I'm in Glasgow 20th, 21st of September. 4 shows in Blackfriars.
Blackfriars. Okay.
Nice. I usually do one more, but it was like, I'd rather do more shows, smaller crowd.
I think so. I get what you want to do.
Yeah.
I get what you want to do.
That'd be sweet as fuck. Right? Yeah. We're getting out of here. Cheers for coming on, man.
Up the road.
Nice. We're getting out of here.
Thanks for having me.
No bother. Take it easy.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favourite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.